for some music lovers, it is the most wonderful time of the year, time to open up their Spotify Wrapped. Spotify Wrapped is a personalized data compilation released each December that shares year-end stats from Spotify about their users' top musicians, songs, albums, and genres. This year, though, the promotion is drawing some criticism from fans and musicians because of Spotify's low royalty rates to artists. Here's Weird Al Yankovic with a thank you video to his fans after he looked at his own Spotify stats.
Hey, how you doing? Al here. Look, I'll make this really quick. I just want to thank you all for your amazing support. It's my understanding that I had over 80 million streams on Spotify this year. So if I'm doing the math right, that means I earned $12. So, enough to get myself a nice sandwich at a restaurant. So from the bottom of my heart, thanks for your support and thanks for the sandwich.
Now, Weird Al, as I understand it, is exaggerating the math there for satirical points to make a point about the low per-stream payouts. Spotify has also been under public scrutiny after announcing a new royalty model that will limit payouts for smaller artists on the platform and for a big round of layoffs the company announced last week. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you listen to Spotify? Do you look forward to this Spotify Wrapped every year, or do you think it's overhyped? Have criticisms about Spotify's low royalty pay to musicians made you rethink your subscription? How do you support your favorite musical artists in the age of streaming? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Jeremy Morris is a professor of media and cultural studies in the Department of Communication Arts at UW-Madison, where his research focuses on digital music and media. Jeremy, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
How has Spotify Wrapped gotten to be such a big deal? I don't share this info, but a lot of people are out there saying, hey, here's what turned up, and here's who I'm the super fan for.
Yeah, right. No, it's a massive campaign for them, and it's something that is really driven by the users. They're really excited to share that. I mean, I think people like talking mm-hmm. about their musical tastes. People like seeing what happened in their year and sort of hearing that played back to them. So being able to share that is this really kind of exciting moment for a lot of people, I think, at this time of the year.
And it may surprise some people to see who they listen to the most over the course of a year.
Yeah, well, and definitely because we don't fully know how Spotify is tracking all this stuff. I mean, it is, you know, we know we're listening to it all the time, but we're not always sure what's happening. And then they always invent these new tools, right, to tell you about what you've done. And so they tell you the percentage now of, you know, what percentage of fan you're in terms of who you're listening to. Also now telling you what city you listen to or what city's tastes your tastes most mm-hmm. resemble, you know. So there's these surprising things that come up. Spotify parses all this data in ways that present it to consumers in a kind of unique way, but also kind of weird in the sense that they're just showing you how much they know about you.
Right. And that has some people feeling a little uncomfortable. Before we get to our musicians getting paid for this, the idea that, wow, you're collecting a lot of data about me and you clearly have the ability to compile it. And what else are you doing with that?
Right. Yeah, no. And it's all, you know, sort of played back in this very friendly, you know, graphic that you want to share with others. It's a really, from a corporate standpoint, it's a really interesting way to think about, like, here's all the stuff we have on you and we're going to present it back to you in a way that you're actually going to really enjoy, even though, you know, it is quite invasive. If you think of your own music taste as something personal, intimate, you know, that feels really personal, right? So.
But that said, Spotify isn't the only streaming service that's doing something. I listen to a lot of music on YouTube. YouTube knows what I listen to.
Right. And I would say Spotify's version of Wrapped has really pushed a lot of companies to try that. So Apple has its own Replay or Recap. I forget which one. YouTube has one. Even I think Duolingo now tells mm-hmm. people like what they've been doing, right? So a lot of people have been jumping on that kind of Wrapped idea to sort of sum it up. It's certainly not a new thing. Year-end lists. I think what's new is just the amount of data that Spotify is kind of feeding back to you.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Steven is with us in Madison. Steven, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What did you want to bring up, Steven?
Well, the main thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, streaming services are, it's really not just Spotify, but have a tendency not to pay out a ton of money, but we know that Spotify is routinely not profitable. They've had a couple quarters where they've had been in the black, but mostly it's been money losing to one degree or another. So you kind of have to ask, is this kind of business model actually, it's always going to be a loss leader, or is it something that can be turned into at least a modest profit on a regular basis.
Stephen, thanks a lot for the call. Stephen brings up a big point. Spotify put a lot of money into podcasting and then laid off a bunch of their podcasting division. They do have to pay the distributors, the record labels for, do they call them record labels anymore?
Yep,
the music labels, when they play these streams. Is there money to be made, enough money to then pay the artists well?
Well, it's hard with the current model that they have. It's not as if every time a listener hits play, then that stream, results in some payment to the artist, right? It goes to this thing called the stream share, where the artists, the number of time a particular artist is played in a market is then divided by the total plays, right? So it gets divided out proportionally. And then when you factor in how much of that, yes, goes to the labels, goes to the other people that are interested in those rights, it often means a very small sum of money, even if you have a large amount of plays. So while Weird Al's math wasn't exactly right, he is pointing to the fact that people are getting, fractions of a penny on a stream. So if that, right, depending on again, what's happening in that market.
Thanks for that call, Stephen. And yeah, not everybody is a Taylor Swift or even a Weird Al. A lot of concern for musicians who are, at getting smaller levels of streaming, and a big change coming to how Spotify measures that for a variety of reasons. Your thoughts on those smaller artists who aren't household words?
Right. So in that model that I just described, it's really hard if you're somebody who gets 1,000, 2,000 plays, right? I mean, that's just not enough to be making any kind of sustainable living on it, right? So oftentimes Spotify is just one tiny piece of a much larger strategy where artists are having to tour, merchandise, all these other things, right? And the amount of labor that goes into that, it's just not the same economics as it was in the CD era, even though the economics of that were also poor towards artists, right? So what we're seeing is new technology, same kind of story.
Jeremy Morris is with us, professor of media and cultural studies at UW-Madison. His research focuses on digital music and media. We're talking about Spotify Wrapped. It's drawing some negative publicity for the company this year, along with a lot of fun shares of what we've been listening to. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you use Spotify for music or podcasts or fill in the blank? Are you happy to see your year-end reviews if you are a musician? Do you make money by streaming online? Join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. UW-Madison Media Studies professor Jeremy Morris stays with us for a look at Spotify Wrapped and debates around music streaming, who benefits, who doesn't. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences as a listener or a musician or your questions. That's 800-642-1234. Rachel is with us now in Eau Claire. Rachel, hi.
I wanted to speak to the cultural impact of Spotify Wrapped as a young educator. I'm in the demographic that does heavily look at Spotify Wrapped, but in the classroom, it's also a great tool, especially at the beginning of class, as a relatively risk-free way for students to maybe share a little bit more about themselves. And students that maybe weren't as passionate about sharing in class opened up a little bit, and the cultural impact of this have been really awesome and a way that you can touch on students' personal lives in the classroom.
Rachel, thanks a lot for that call. And that's super interesting to me, Jeremy, because I think about, okay, we're all off in our own little Spotify or whatever streaming world instead of listening to a radio together or a CD together. But a thing like Wrapped, and as Rachel talks about her students' experience, well, there's a way to come back in and have it be a social thing again.
For sure. Yeah, no. And, one of the best parts of my Wrapped this year was sitting down with my kids at the table. And just like we all went through it and talked about music for a good 45 minutes, right? What did this get right? What's kind of weird about this, right? So anything that's going to encourage people to get around and talk about music, I think, is a great thing. And Spotify has a lot of other social features like that, right? The jam that allows you to sort of like add to somebody's playlist. There's all these ways in which they're trying to make music listening social in ways. And so I'm really glad that Rachel brought that up, because it is a fantastic way to at least start conversations about music, whether that's posting it on social media or, again, just in smaller groups with your friends and community.
Thanks a lot for that story, Rachel. Steve joins us now in Stoughton. Steve, hello.
Yeah, thank you. Along the lines of Rachel, I see platforms like Spotify allowing up-and-coming artists to get exposure, and one of those might be my daughter, Ellie Jackson. and her friend Kaylee Conway, who live in Milwaukee, and they have a song on Spotify, and it's a great way to get them exposure.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call and the plug for the musicians in your life. But Jeremy, some musicians, I think, view streaming as a loss leader. Like, I'm not going to make money by streaming, but hey, I can send my streams to the venues and show them, hey, I've got 1,000 listens to this. That's pretty good. Sign me up to play there. I'll sell some stuff there.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a wonderful kind of discovery mechanism. Again, it's sometimes difficult to stand out on a big campaign like Spotify Wrapped, right, where they're really leaning towards the most popular artists. But there are ways in which individual artists or independent artists can break through in these. And so when that happens, it can be a really big thing. But, you know, it's like any platform, there's now a lot of musicians who can make content for those platforms. So how do you stand out, right? The trick, as it's always been in the music industry, is how does any one individual artist sort of stand out?
Thanks a lot for that call. Now, I want to talk about gaming the system a little, Jeremy. There are people who create 30-second noise tracks and then train bots to listen to them again and again, or build them as white noise to listen to while you sleep. It's a 30-second track on loop, so you get hundreds of plays through the night. And now here comes artificial intelligence doing the job for them to fill it with even more stuff and maybe crowd out those real musicians.
Yeah, there was a band actually that played with this a few years ago called Wolfpack, where they released a whole album called Asleepify, which was just all silent. And they they asked their listeners to listen to it on repeat while they were sleeping. They actually generated $20,000 worth of royalties before Spotify kind of put an end to it, right? Part of what Spotify is doing now with this new royalty model is trying to cut out some of that fraudulent activity, although I would argue Wolfpack was doing a kind of art project more so than they were doing a
John
fraudulent.
Cage was there years ago.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So, you know, but yes, you know, that and some of it's fraud and some of it's just people use Spotify for all these things. They use it to listen to rain, you know, so they can fall asleep. Are those tracks therefore not to be counted? I think that's a difficult question, but what it does do, if that streaming model, like I was talking about, it dilutes the royalty pool and it makes it difficult for artists to get paid when there's a lot of money going to some of these other tracks and artists that people might not consider as musical in the same way.
In our last minute or so, Jeremy, there's regardless of the technology, there's always the concern, are musicians going to be able to make enough money to keep making music and sustain this big part of our culture? Is that in doubt in the streaming world now?
I think, you know, in each of these models we've seen, the rights holders are the ones who tend to be able to manage the technology to a way that benefits them. And for a lot of artists, they haven't had the ability to maintain the rights to their own work. So hopefully, right, with these technologies, it is allowing more artists to make that decision that they can keep their own rights to their stuff so that if they are making profits from it, even if it's little, it's going more directly to them instead of a whole bunch of other people.
Jeremy, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Jeremy Morris, professor of media and cultural studies in the Department of Communication Arts at UW-Madison, where his research focuses on digital music and media. Been talking about concerns over Spotify's new royalty model and the future of streaming after the release of Spotify Wrapped earlier this month brought on some fun and some controversy.